Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Start. Did it start with "Oh Christ"? Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm going to hell. Except for I saw Jen Kirkman's 20 of her new hour, the last 20.
Oh yeah.
I came into the improv. She filled the improv.
Main room. Wow.
On Friday. Yeah. Sold out is what Jay was telling me.
And that's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome. She's been running like a show in the lab. Hi, Jen. I know you're listening. Jen Kirkman, you guys. Go see her live.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, that the 20 I saw was outstanding.
That's awesome. So the lab show she's been doing once a month, right?
Right, for like a year or 2 years or something like that. And so she's built up this core audience. And then she filled that room to run the hour that she's bringing on the road.
That's great.
And she's got a great bit about being Catholic that you will appreciate when you see it.
She's not currently Catholic, right?
Her mom is currently Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is outstanding. And I just came from a show where Jan Karam had a really, really such a great Me Too joke. And there was some great comedy. Kylie was there. He says hi. Brian
oh, cool.
Kylie.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
Matt Bronger says hi.
Well, you know what? Tell them both. I said, I'll see Kylie in 2 weeks. I think Jan Karam had a great joke at this comic book store, Paper Machete or Paper Mache or something.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's this. I don't remember the joke. I just remember being like, ah, oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
Well, oh, well.
Well, Well, I don't want to give it away.
No, you can't.
Okay,
there's no solution to this problem.
There's no solution. We'll just continue. Everyone, find Jan Karam. Find Jen Kirkman. And what the hell? Find Brian Kiley.
Mm-hmm. And Matt Bronger. JKs plus Jackie Cation.
And a JK. And there was one person in this audience on the second set tonight at the Kibitz Room, which is that dive bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a Cantor's Deli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice place to give up if anybody ever wants to just really call it.
What? You do a set, you get a pastry. I don't understand what the problem is. It's 24 hour croissants.
You guys are talking about how jazzed, how sort of. I just had a milkshake, so I am completely.
I haven't had a milkshake in a long time.
Well, that's because you're a better person.
No, and you put it in my head, it's going to happen.
I'll live it up because it was delicious, and now I'm too full. Here's something that you would hate, though. I'm just going to talk 1,000 miles a minute.
That's fine. I surrendered as soon as you walked in. I was like, oh,
good.
Here comes Alpha Jackie.
That's the name. And, so I have this to say. Andy and I went to a Ugandan restaurant last night in Van Nuys.
Okay.
Found it on Yelp. Mm-hmm. Guess what it was? Somebody's backyard.
Really?
Yep. It was one of those. It was old school side hustle, Los Angeles style.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's sort of, it's like, it's one of those. And it, by the way, 4.5 stars on Yelp and probably 100 or 300 reviews.
Wow.
And we went, what you do is you go to this, this house, mm-hmm. which looks very, Beaver Cleaver on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to walk down the driveway and in the back of the driveway. They're also running a limousine business, but,
it sounds like you're going to a comedy gig, but it's actually a restaurant.
It's actually, it's home cooking because mm-hmm. you're in someone's home.
Yeah.
You could either go inside or sit outside, and there was enough breeze. I was like, let's sit outside. And it's indoor furniture outdoors underneath a tarp. And we sat down and, we essentially what they recommended, but the Yelp reviews said they recommend you do a little bit of everything. I think it's a prefix menu. I think it's, hey, this is the pots of stuff that we're making. You're going to be eating this. And you can either have chicken, goat, or fish.
Hmm.
And
where did they get the goat? Is there...
Well, they were...
Are there goat farmers here in Los Angeles that are...
Probably on the outskirts. Not too far, probably.
Huh.
Goat's good.
That doesn't make me happy.
No, you would have hated this on any number of levels. And in the fact that
it sounds delightful, and I hope it's legal.
Oh, no, it's not legal. Oh. It was $15 each mm-hmm. cash. And we tipped well because it was the most food ever. I had the goat. Andy had the chicken. And there was a chicken coop right up sort of in on the same yard.
Wow.
Where I think they were just egg chickens, yeah. like hens. Because the chicken was clearly like free-range chicken that they also bought, probably where they got the goat. But it wasn't like Ralph's.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, there wasn't anything Ralphy about
it. I've never seen goat at Ralph's as well.
Oh, me neither. You know what? I have a recipe for rabbit that I've been meaning to try, but I can't find a place to buy rabbit.
Oh, man. I wish my facial expressions could show up on this podcast.
I think people know what's happening. They're pretty much aware. Anyway, so, we finished it. And then I was like, I'll have a cup of coffee to wrap it up. And he brought out Ugandan instant coffee. And he was like, this is from Uganda. And I was like, you know that they grow coffee in Uganda. And yet the people of Uganda have to drink crystallized instant coffee. And I did not have that.
Perhaps they prefer it?
No. You're okay. going to want fresh coffee. If you
I'm just saying
coffee.
If you get used to a certain thing, maybe that's what
you
Oh, no.
Like. That's the delicacy now. And it was mm-hmm. excellent instant coffee.
Well, Jackie, it sounds like you had a great dinner.
It was a real nice dinner.
When
did you get back?
I got back today.
Okay.
This afternoon. I was in Tahoe.
That's right.
It was a crazy week.
Casino gig.
Lots going on. But I had fun. There was only one show where I was like, oh, I just got to barrel through. And
oh, right.
I just did. But you know, they were fun shows, and
it's the Howie Tahoe Improv, but Howie's not there anymore.
Yeah, it's just the Tahoe Improv, okay. as far as I'm concerned.
So it's on that second floor. It's weird. You come out
in Harvey's. Yes,
and there's pretty good place for merch.
Yeah, dude, 24 books.
Nice.
That's not bad.
That's great. Since did you drive?
No, I flew. I flew Southwest, and they have two free bags you can check. So
yeah.
I just brought as many books as I just said. Oh, fuck it. Let's just see.
Oh, yeah,
I only
Southwest.
Came home with four. That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all.
You know, Tahoe's at 6,000 feet elevation,
mm-hmm.
and I was still feeling some post-surgery exhaustion.
Right.
So I was pretty tired. And I,
yeah.
But
how
I,
many shows a night?
One.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
One, and 45 is the most you can do.
Oh.
And they are fine with 35.
Interesting.
So was I.
Oh, interesting.
Plus it's like you know, the stage is pretty high, and it's like we know it's a casino crowd, so they're not necessarily comedy fans, so you just
right.
gotta keep it moving, right?
No, yeah, yeah.
And
there's
so
no,
you
no,
can do 45 minutes
them.
Worth of jokes in 35 minutes for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I think I just drew on my couch. That's very annoying.
Don't do that.
I swam at the South Lake pool. Okay, so last time I was there, I don't know why they had a cover on the pool.
Okay,
so I look, you know, I Google them to try to find the hours, and there's like this giant all caps top is off. That means it's an outdoor pool.
Okay,
right? And it was even though I was dying, I was so tired. It took me an hour and a half to do an hour long workout. It was like the reverse of my stand up, and I was doing more time. And
right.
And it was going so slow. Just kept telling myself, you can just go slow. You don't have to sprint. And because my heart was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's surrounded by pine trees.
Yep. It's
you
gorgeous.
Know, it's beautiful. I'm doing backstroke. I fucking hate backstroke. And I'm doing backstroke, and I'm using a pine tree to go straight backwards, you know? And it was just amazing. It was lovely. So that was Thursday through Saturday.
Night.
And then Sunday I did some yoga at Tahoe Shala Yoga.
Oh, okay.
And those are my most of my big excursions. I did a little walking and shopping, and I did a
you
gondola.
You went alone, right? You didn't bring the boy, right?
No.
No, okay.
I did a gondola ride up to...
Ski lift, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's
but it's just
at the very top. You take it up to 10,000 feet.
Right.
The view of Lake Tahoe from there is.
Do they have
stunning.
Coffee?
Oh yeah, they had anything you want. They had a coffee shop up there, and they had a little restaurant.
Nice.
And then further back, zip lines if you wanted to do that, which I didn't sign
right.
up for. But wow, so gorgeous.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a car, so you just.
I rented a car. Turned out to be
you?
Kind of unnecessary. Probably could have lifted everywhere and not paid as much money.
Interesting.
And I didn't. I kind of forgot that the club will send a limo to the Reno airport to pick you up. And I'd already decided to rent the car, so I just rented it. But okay. Next time I'll lift around or something.
Right.
What else? I don't know.
That was
my week.
That was your week. I did a podcast of a former comic of the week, Kat Alvarado.
Oh, I got to do her podcast. She asked me.
Villains of History.
Yes.
And we spoke of Pol Pot. So we did, and she did a lot of research into Pol Pot, and I did everything I remembered about Pol Pot. And I've just been to Cambodia, so I had that sort of insight. But it was so funny because I show up at her house, and I was like, "Hi, I'm Jackie," and she's like, "Yeah, we've met." And then as we're talking
to somebody,
and she at some moment she goes, "You know, I was at Comic of the Week."
Oh.
I'm like, hi, I'm so sorry.
I did
sorry.
That for somebody I worked with for a whole week.
Oh, God. And then we get...
Oh, my God.
We sit down and we talk for like 15 minutes. She likes to do a pre-interview before the podcast. Kind of might be a good idea. It won't happen in the Dork Forest.
Okay.
But it's a good idea. And then we go into back to the sort of the guest room where the setup is, office-y thing, and I see a giant backyard pool. And I turn... And she's probably 24.
Mm-hmm.
25 years old, and I was like, how the hell do you have this house? What is happening? And she goes, it's my parents' house. And her mom comes out. Her mom is our age. And is drying her hair. And right. I was like, oh, it's very nice to meet you. Her father has been sitting silently on the couch through the entire 15 minutes that I've been there. And he stands up. He's like, hi, nice to meet you. And but it was really fun. It's not going to go up till September, but it was fun. I did four sets at the Hollywood Improv. I was supposed to do two of the shows at the main room, right? You know how they're having four shows a night now, like a 7:30 and a 10. I think it's maybe three.
Oh, you mean including the lab or four?
In the main room, maybe three. I think in the main room
every night.
Well, certainly on that Friday.
Okay, yeah.
And so I showed up. I was to do the... Yeah, I think that Jen did the early one. And then I was to do like the 9:30 and the 11 o'clock or whatever. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I picked up two sets over the lamp.
Nice.
In between. So four sets.
Oh, my God.
And it was super fun.
That's a Manhattan night.
It was, yeah. It felt very New York. You organized us to do a Jackie and Laurie in New York.
We're going
to
do a Jackie and Laurie at the Stand, the new stand. They have two rooms, and they're kind of going to do some, like, alti stuff in one of their other rooms. So we're going to do Jackie and Laurie on a Saturday night, guys. November 16th,
In November. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
And then Saturday night or Sunday night, well, I don't know what day it is. So, I think it was Saturday. I did two benefits.
Mm-hmm.
One, with a guy that I've worked with several times and didn't recognize, Steve Sideroth, I think his name is. And, he's very funny. Does kind of voices and stuff, runs of a very popular show at the Improv.
Yeah.
And, hosted by Adam Grotman. Mm-hmm. There's a benefit. But Augie Smith and Greg Barrett were there.
There.
And it was super fun. That one was great. And then that was in Burbank.
Yeah.
And then I had to drive down to Sawtelle in Venice.
Ooh.
To do Solange's, the Fanatic Salon.
Yeah.
I
think so.
It's just a little black box theater.
Yeah.
And it's weird parking on an alley.
Okay.
And that's what I remember about it. And there was every cop in Los Angeles was on the 405. There was like 60 cops.
Oh, my God. What happened? Did you ever find out afterwards?
I hate that there's no closure. I never found out. Well, Andy.
Do you ever go on Twitter and just look for cop stuff?
I did.
Stuff? Yeah?
I totally did. And I had Andy go and look at KTLA and the LA Times and nothing. Absolutely nothing. I thought maybe it was grasshoppers.
Is there?
Because there's been grasshoppers everywhere now.
Really? There's like a plague?
There was a plague of locusts.
And you thought the cops had been called because of grasshoppers?
Thousands of grasshoppers in Vegas. Did you see that?
No, really?
Yeah, something like it might have been tens of thousands.
Jimmy Schubert's going to Vegas. I ran into him at the airport today. He had just I landed at Reno.
It's the best segue ever.
And And the Laugh Factory has like a digital billboard at the airport. So there's Jimmy's face. Jimmy Schubert's face is at the Reno Laugh Factory, I guess. And then on the way home today, we just kind of bumped into each other, and he's on his way to Vegas. I don't know if he's – there's a Laugh Factory every room in Vegas, or I don't know which one he's working there.
Yeah, probably.
Kind of nice to do them back-to-back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If you have if you can stand it, you know.
I know. Yeah.
It's a lot of
casino. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, too much ding, 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 and too busy on the carpet. And
you know what's great about this Tahoe Improv, though, is they give you a $75 credit for food every single day. Now, the catch is you have to eat at certain restaurants inside the casino.
More than one?
Oh, yeah. You have a choice.
Oh, my God.
But it – but – like I just
and it's in the casino.
I got out every day and had meals, but I had one meal a day at I had like salmon every single day at the American River Cafe, and was like, it ended up costing me almost nothing, you know, except for tips and stuff. But that's nice. Most places don't do that, as far as I know.
What the last casino weeks that I did, it's been a while. Was Reno. And at the Silver Legacy.
Who booked it?
Catch a Rising Star.
Kevin Kearney. Kevin,
yeah. And they would give you three buffet vouchers a day for the 7 days you were there. And so you could have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the buffet.
Every single day. Oh, God.
Yeah, and only at the buffet.
Awful.
And so if you eat at a buffet once, you don't want to eat at that buffet. You don't have to eat again until much, much later.
Right.
So I would end up using the buffet tickets for like a coffee. And they don't have to go. So you'd have to hang out fluorescent lights with steam table food. And the first day, you know how like the first day you go to a buffet, you're kind of excited. You're like, oh, look how many choices there are.
Right.
And then by the third day, you're like, oh, the prime rib got turned into stroganoff. And and that is the same pastries that I've seen for the last 3 days.
Yeah.
And everything's slightly dry. That is my casino experience with food.
I started, I use Evernote a lot to write stuff, you know, to keep track of things. So I just started the four-screen notebook. What I'd like to do is and just grabbing little jokes and notes I made and, you know, putting them down on
in Evernote?
Yes. Before I get to the end of the book. I don't know. I'm so frustrated with myself.
The thing is you're still healing. So you're just like, well, I should have hit the ground running. I'm not in the hospital right now. So
no, I just mean like in general, like I was thinking
about
like
career?
My mom and I got a huge fight right before I left, right? Because I walked in on her listening to the radio and they're making fun of Ilhan Omar,
right,
for being married twice, and I like wanted to throw, I wanted to smother her,
right,
you know, with a pillow, and so we got in a fight, and then I just. It's been like this for a long time, and I feel like this election is going to be so horrific. And every day I come back to a Trump supporter, I get angrier. I'm filled with rage. I haven't been this angry since the last year I was with my son's father, where you're just like, I'm living with a person
toxic.
Who's toxic to me.
Yeah,
maybe not to other people, but definitely to me.
Right.
But it's my mother. I don't know what to do. So when I was gone in Tahoe, I was just like. I'm going to ask her to move out. And I looked for places around here, little apartments. I looked near the Bay Area so she can go back to where she used to be and knows all the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it felt like a solution. And then when I came back here, you know, she can barely walk and she's just teetering all over the place.
Well, which means that she needs help. You got to get her in some sort of assisted.
Dude, those cost like $5,000 a month.
I don't know.
I mean,
what is the last 6 years of your son's childhood worth?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
That's actually not a question. You're just venting, and I'm going to let you do it. But
right,
yeah.
I really
the thing
don't
is,
know what to do.
You don't know what to do.
But
so you have to think about
I
what to do.
I can't keep feeling like this all the
right.
time.
Right. This is not sustainable.
No, I'm not. I'm not creating anything. You have limited amount of energy every day. And if a huge portion of it is just going down this anger chute.
Right. It's just going to eat you up. It's going to eat you alive.
Yes.
So Yeah, you're gonna have to address that. That's a lot.
Why am I in charge of this bag of bones?
I don't know. I also have an opinion about. Turns out I have a lot of opinions about your life. I don't recommend you ask. But here's the thing: you're not really asking. You're just. I mean, you just have. I mean, because they are real issues, and mm-hmm. you have to really, I think, really deal with them. So,
because tomorrow, my kid and I are gonna go to Europe.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot it was tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So wait, so last
Kyle, she's going to Europe tomorrow.
Oh my last God. Last Tuesday. So we flew up to San Francisco for a day. Was it Monday or, yeah, we flew up Monday night. We met with the Luxembourg consulate.
And got your passports?
We filled in all this, you know, we had to do a lot of stuff in person for the passports and the national ID card. So those will be coming. And you know, I just want them in paper. I just want them in the system.
Yeah.
Just in case. I don't know what's going to happen in this country. I don't know if Luxembourg is going to get tired of Americans or insulted by Trump and go, no more. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure we're all in, right? Yep. So, I mean, it's not like he's going to move to Luxembourg in the next 5 years, which his passport's only good for 5 years there. And then he has to renew it. But I don't know. It's just bugging me. I just wanted all the I's dotted and T's
crossed.
This was
an idea that
you
wanted to do, and you're doing it.
It's almost finished.
It's almost finished.
Yes, completely.
It's almost done.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so tomorrow we're going. And he, I have the wrong child, right? He's like, can I just stay here and watch anime?
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go to fucking Europe.
Yeah, that is.
So that's my travel companion for the next 9 days.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm just letting you know I'm getting tired of going on planes. I'm like, no one ever took me any place. I'm trying to show you shit before I die.
I should have brought you this manga that my nephew gave me that he would have liked.
Oh,
it's about eighth grade.
Yeah,
actually.
Oh,
yeah. When I'm done, I'll give it to him in 9 days.
Okay.
Because I have to read it too. Because my nephew gave it to me. My nephew was not in ninth grade.
Did he draw it?
No. It's just
it's
Japanese.
Salmon.
No, no, it's my Eric. It's
okay.
Arik.
Okay.
My nephew, A-R-E-K, Eric.
Okay.
But it's spelled Arik. Anyway, so there I got salmon. I got Arik.
Sure.
I got, that's it for interesting names in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. That's a clock eater. No, let's not do it.
No.
But where are we? Let's do a break for Max Fun.
Yay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
We're both doctors. And
nope, just me.
Okay, well, Sydney's a doctor, and I'm a medical enthusiast, and we create Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine.
Every week, I dig through the annals of medical history to bring you the wildest, grossest, sometimes dumbest tales of ways we've tried to treat people throughout history.
And lately, we do a lot of modern fake medicine because everything's a disaster, but it's slightly less of a disaster every Friday right here on MaximumFun.org as we bring you Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. And remember,
don't drill a hole in your head.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. So I had to turn down a week of work today.
What?
I know. I had the week open.
Oh, my God. It gets worse.
It gets worse. But it's Halloween weekend. And for the last 2 years, I have not been home for Halloween. And it's one of Andy's favorite holidays.
Oh, right.
And I've only been home for about 5 days in October. So... how about no? How about I sleep? But get this. So I just said, he said, because he sent me an email. He said, it's last minute. You probably don't have October or he didn't say last minute. I got an offer for last minute as well.
Yeah.
That I couldn't do for Zanies in Chicago.
What week?
He filled it.
Okay.
I can't remember, but, it was. But it was great because I was like, well, can I come in the first quarter? And he said, yeah, send me a Vails. And then so I can go to Chicago. I haven't done Zanies in like 3 or 4 years.
Oh.
And then this one today, I got, so I'm sure you don't have a Halloween weekend, but how about just that Friday, Saturday? And I said, you know what? I'm just going to say no. Because the other half of the email was, or you could send me a Vails for January, February, March.
Yeah.
So it's Vermont.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorites as well.
I think November or October. No, October.
I like doing Zanies because Zanies is Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's like old school road for me. It's, yes, it's really comforting.
The downtown room?
I actually like the Rosemont room
better. I like them both. Yes.
I like them both. I love the downtown room has a lot of walk-up stuff.
Yeah.
What I don't like is that it doesn't have a hotel. And
I did get a hotel.
For downtown?
Yes.
So maybe I'll get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could happen. I think he knows that I don't like a non-hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not that the person who cleans it doesn't do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the carpet's never been replaced.
Yeah. We don't even have to debate condos.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Yes.
It's the die is cast.
Yeah.
And but the Rosemont room is sort of a bigger, squarer room.
Yeah.
You know how like the downtown Zanies in Chicago
is a little longer.
Mm-hmm. And but it's, you know.
But I love all those old headshots.
Those old headshots are funny. My father, the first time I played it, my dad loved that you came through the kitchen like it was Goodfellas or Miller's Crossing, yeah, or some other dirtbag movie that he likes.
Goodfellas, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's very funny because he sat down and he said there was a 2-drink minimum. They didn't have any mulled wine. That's what he tried to order. I was like, you are killing me. I said, you know, this is where I work, Dad. If you could not ruin it. And I know what I wanted to talk about. WikiFeet?
Oh.
Emily Heller.
It's been enough time. Hold on. Because, yes, I wanted to wait a few weeks or whatever, months, before I brought this up. Because I'm not trying to out a comic.
No.
But I will tell you, I did a room recently. And there was a comic there I didn't know, introduced himself. And then mentioned that my feet were on WikiFeet. And then...
Who's this?
I don't even... It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Could have been anyone.
Could have been anyone. Then I guess he did a bit about feet or something. And then he brought it up backstage. And I didn't have the heart to say, I didn't watch your act. I was talking. I don't watch comedy. Don't you? I know you've never met me before, but I don't watch comedy.
Right.
And then he said, your feet are on WikiFeet. And then he showed me a picture of my feet on WikiFeet.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Like, and he.
There. That's the picture currently on WikiFeet.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You were on WikiFeet. As is Emily Heller.
Well, there's another one of just my toes because I took a picture of them being with my yoga toe separators.
Most of the pictures of people, it just proves that they have feet. There's not really very specific.
I was zooming in
on the foot.
It was quite bizarre that a comic was, and he kept returning to the topic.
Well, like,
other people in the room noticed and said something to me and didn't. They were also surprised and didn't know how to respond. And so I just did the thing where I kept looking at my notebook and hoping that would just go away.
You have 4.5 stars out of 5 ratings.
What?
Yeah, that's.
I have awful feet.
Well, that's why Emily. That's why. Look up Emily Heller because she was the one. That's how I found out about it. And is the fact that I tried to look up like Brian Regan. He's not on there.
She's got shitloads.
Yeah. How many?
She has a lot.
Of people
lot of
talking
pictures?
About her feet?
Yeah. No, a lot of photos of her feet.
Oh, there's a lot of photos.
Oh, my God.
She just had one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's her star rating?
Star rating is 3.
So that's why she said that it came up. She said, I don't want any shit from you people because that's just a 3. And, and yours is like a 4.5 or something. And then Maria Bamford is on there because I'm not on there. I'm not famous enough to have WikiFeet.
You've never taken a picture of your feet.
What?
I'm glad you searched.
No, but you've never taken a picture of your feet then.
Clearly.
These
do you want that to be the picture for the
search? Yes. Bamford.
That'll be the picture for the night.
Yes.
Bamford?
Yeah.
3.5 stars? That's because probably not enough foot photos.
I don't know. My feet are a size 10.5 wide. My bunions are returning, so I don't know how that's
Kyle's
attractive to
anyone. Kyle's got a good
anyone.
Looking foot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Kyle's going to get a pedicure, you guys. And he's a man. He's a grown-up man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know why? You don't want your hands and feet looking janky.
You know, so, my mom's toes are, their toenails are like 1.5 feet thick. And I feel like if...
Is she still alive? I feel like they're still growing.
I don't know.
You know, and they grow.
Don't let your feet get out of control. like, stay on top of your toes, guys. Get them done every 2 weeks minimum. Okay. Otherwise, they get
what's happening.
They get thick. Your toenails get thick, and then they get so thick your doctors can't cut them. And that's what where my mom is.
I did.
Just make sure they don't get out of control because okay. you don't look at them.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
All right. I like you going tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll talk.
I'd love to go, but I'm going to Europe tomorrow. I'm sorry, guys. I can't.
You can't go because you're going to Europe tomorrow.
It's tough.
Andy's going to Gen Con. This will have aired.
What's Gen Con?
It's a board game convention in Indianapolis.
Hey, I got a miniature Monopoly game to play with my son on the travel game.
Okay.
Travel board game.
Then don't you have travel like backgammon or?
I got a chess game as well. He's really good at chess and I'm really bad at it.
Well, then he'll love that.
Yeah, he likes to defeat me.
Yeah, then he can defeat you.
On a trip he doesn't want to be on.
Right.
It'll be great.
It's, he could practice his Luxembourg.
Ish? No.
Ish. Mm-mm. What's the language? German?
It's Luxembourgish. That's like the Navajo, like what Navajo would be to America is Luxembourgish to Luxembourg. They all speak French and German.
Okay.
And a lot of English too, but...
Fair amount.
Yeah, I'd take any questions
about
my people.
I'm going to Tacoma.
What?
I'm going to Tacoma.
Oh, you got that one.
Tacoma and DNA. Yeah, and then DNA.
Cool.
Santa Cruz. They'll be over when this comes back. And then I've just been... I know what I did. I've been... Hmm. I took a video.
Yeah.
Because I've been having the hardest time trying to get my the HBO Two Dope Queens to play on my website from MySpace. It turns out every browser has MySpace thinks that it's spam.
It's on MySpace?
Yeah. I uploaded the video for my Two Dope Queens onto MySpace.
Why not do Vimeo instead?
Because before it was done rendering, mm-hmm. it was down.
What? Vimeo?
Yeah. And YouTube. The thing is, it turns out that it's encrypted.
Squash it down. Compress it. With iMovie or something.
I don't know how to use that, but someone else does. So you're saying do something to fiddle and diddle with it and that it'll make it unrecognizable.
No, it'll make it a smaller file and then put it up on Vimeo. Vimeo doesn't check for, you know, they do less checking for copyright stuff.
Well, before it was done rendering, they said this is copyright violation.
Oh, Vimeo did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's HBO owns it.
Well,
so.
Could you take out take out the HBO song or whatever the jingle at the beginning? Take out some of the HBO things that they'll be looking for.
Who you think you're talking to? But I don't know how to work. I own Adobe Premiere, but I don't know how to use it.
Crap it.
And so what I did was I had my audio guy for the Dork Forest, Patrick Brady, cut a couple of clips that I posted on Instagram.
Okay.
And that made me think.
Oh, is that the clip that you posted?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, I posted a couple of clips on Instagram.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then I went through my Horcrux DVD.
Yeah.
It's also streaming. On comedyfilmnerds.com, you guys, $10, you can own the whole thing. Or you can buy the DVD at my website.
Have we promoted our own projects recently?
Not probably.
No.
No. You feel free. Feel free, folks. I'm working on a new shirt of the things my dad says. Done with him as a picture in the background.
Uh-huh.
And I showed him essentially just the prototype that I showed the artist. And he's like, oh, it's so really nice. And I was like, you're not the hero of the shirt, Dad. Like, you're constantly saying shit that's dumb. And he's like, that's nice. I would wear that. And my brother Russ was like, he would wear that. Do not give that to him. Because then I'll have to deal with him having a shirt with his own face on it.
Jackie, yeah? Do you notice the bruises on my arms?
Yeah, right there? What is that?
And the other one, I've got more over here. They're all over my body. I had to take blood thinners for 2 months because of this fucking medical device in my body.
Yeah.
And I'm covered in bruises. Like, I'm black. I had to put makeup.
Oh, because of blood thinner? Because every time you knock yourself at all,
yes.
you bruise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to be on blood thinners forever?
I don't think so. I think it's like 2 months because the replacement artery they put in
yeah.
there's like a little, they just want to make sure there's no hiccup and there's no blood pooling right where it's
right
hooks up with the vein,
yeah,
and causes a clot. So they're trying to just make sure it's a smooth runway, I guess.
Yeah, just sort of let it run.
But
for a while.
I'm on like fucking meds that people who watch Fox News are on. Plavix. You've heard of Plavix, right?
No.
Well, that's what I'm on.
That's
it's old people shit. I don't like this.
No. You interrupted my story about my special, but okay.
I thought you were done.
No. I was going to tell you that I had to watch myself for an hour to pick out clips to put on Instagram now. So because I love the idea.
Oh, from your old special.
From the Horcrux special.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Because anything under a minute.
Yeah.
And so I have like 9 snippets. So I sent them to Patrick Brady in the hopes that he'll do it. I'll pay him. But if he has a real job.
Yeah.
So, and he's also working for a plugin on Adobe Premiere so they can automatically get captioned.
Oh,
which would be amazing. Because all the clips I've seen of people, they're all captioned.
You know who's doing great ones is Ted Alexandro.
Ted Alexandro, Chad Daniels, Jenny Zagrino. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's got them.
So they're not.
They must be doing it in iMovie.
They're not captioning them. It's a pain in the ass to do it on iMovie.
Right.
I do it when I put up a YouTube video.
Yeah.
There's got to be an easier way.
Which is what Patrick's working on. And
so he himself is inventing it, or?
Yeah, he's writing he said could write the code, which was a plugin for Adobe Premiere.
Wow.
And I was like, is that, how long is, that's not, I mean, if it's an app, let's sell it.
Yeah.
And because Clip-O-Matic wasn't working. Because I was trying to do hotel art with Clip-O-Matic, the app.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
okay.
Does
that work with Instagram?
It works with Instagram. The captioning was weird.
Yeah.
Because you could only run it for, I think, a minute. And it was, the camera didn't turn around. And so I had to hold the camera up to the art. It just didn't look as good.
Yeah.
Though there was captioning. So it feels bad that stuff isn't captioned on Instagram. But I'm hoping, if he sends me all 9 at once, I'm going to want to post all 9 at once when I should really stagger them out.
Yeah.
So that I can use them to promote different weeks' work.
Yes.
Right? And
did the video that you put up, what was the outcome? Did you get a lot of new followers? Did you feel like you got...
I think there was like, one of them had almost 1,200 hits or views,
wow,
which felt like a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that is that's all I can hope for, is for the lots of views and people saying, well, I know someone who lives there, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And like the next thing, the next gig after this Tacoma Santa Cruz run is Helium in St. Louis with Maria.
Mm.
And that should be fun.
Were you just in St. Louis or were you in Kansas City?
I was in Kansas City.
Okay. Right.
I think Jackie Fabulous was in St. Louis.
No, she was in Springfield.
She was in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah. But yeah. Missouri has 3 large cities with comedy clubs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah. It is shocking. Hey, who's the comic of the week?
Nicole Blaine,
who I just saw do the greatest story. She said it was the first time she tried it at the Kibitz Room. She runs that room.
Really? Yeah.
And Nicole Blaine, it's
N-I-C-O-L-E. She's very, very funny.
And then B-L-A-I-N-E. Mm-hmm. At Nicole Blaine, you guys.
Yeah.
The greatest story about she went to her high school reunion.
Yeah.
And it was the first time she told it. Had the best button in the whole wide world. Like,
yeah.
At the end, had the greatest line. And I told her how much I enjoyed it when she got off stage. She was like, it just needs... She says the same thing we all say. It needs to be tighter. It's the first time I tried it. It needs more punchlines. And I was like, yeah, but there's so much there.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a good 12-minute bit one day.
Oh, my God.
Because it was, you know, right now it's like probably a 7 or 8 minute story.
Mm-hmm.
And it has... Like, you could weed off with high school.
Yeah, sure,
you know,
sure.
You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
But it was great. Nicole
and
Blaine.
She also produced Quincy Jones's HBO special. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Does she need the bump? She's getting it anyway, you guys. Nicole Blaine.
No, she's like a multitasker. She's very funny.
Oh, that's great.
I will be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale August 29th. That's a Labor Day weekend through whatever, the 1st of September.
Yeah, it is. That's great. I love, I was just there and it was super fun.
Yeah.
Audiences are smart, bunch of pile of nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's, oh, I know. Who do they go with? Chad Denick? I forget who.
Hmm.
Young comic out of the Northwest who lives down there now. Down, but up from here. Took me to like a Tibetan place, or it wasn't Tibetan.
Yeah.
I forget what it was, but.
Was it in a backyard?
It wasn't. It was in a strip mall, like all good restaurants ought to be.
That's what how Sunnyvale used to be. It used to be just strip malls and just kind of like, ugh.
Right.
Boring.
Well,
and now
the strip mall by Rooster Teeth Feathers is still there with that crazy OK Chinese.
Now I appreciate the shitty strip malls that hang in there, you know, because everything's been redone and everything's brand new and everything's so upscale. And it's like, where's the trashy shit that looks like right? It hasn't been cleaned in 20 years?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it is, I like, what do you think about, now, you've lived here in Los Angeles, how many years?
2009,
so 10 years. I've lived here almost probably 22,
mm-hmm.
1,000 years I've lived here. And when I moved here, I was like, ew, strip malls. And then I realized that strip malls here are like New York City in the 80s, where there was enough storefront, street front properties that could turn into tiny businesses, that it was cheap enough, that there was amazing stuff. And you would go to a block and you would just wander around that one block,
mm-hmm.
and there would be weird scarves, mm-hmm. and there would be pipes and paraphernalia,
yeah.
and there would be a bookstore, news, you know, and that's exactly what strip malls are in Los Angeles. It's my favorite thing about whenever I find one good thing in a strip mall, I try to use all the stores. I'm like, how many stores can I use?
You eat all the meat on the buffalo. Yes.
Yes, it is. It is part of, it's actually a fun game. And when I can't do it, I'm a little disappointed.
So the place where you always have breakfast, Magnolia Grill.
Yeah.
Do you try to use the other?
There's a pet grooming place that Bamford goes to.
Yeah.
There's a pizza place that is too mediocre for my blood. But here's what I do. A kitty corner from the Magnolia Grill, there's a car wash that I get the car washed at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to support that whole neighborhood. Do something. And then where Tony's Mexican is on Coldwater and Magnolia. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Tony's Mexican is a Mexican restaurant owned by a guy of Italian descent who grew up in Mexico and in the Baja Peninsula and then mm-hmm. moved here. So it is Mexican food. But it's, you know, it's no MSG kind of thing. And it is delicious. Next to that is my nail salon. I go to my nail salon. I got my hair cut one time at America's Cuts. It was a mistake. $17.
Do you, you don't do your fingernails, right?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, I just get them buffed and cleaned.
I would love to one day just have really long fingernails for like a week just to see what it's like. Like have Jackie Fabulous fingernails.
Oh, with you know, like gels and have
yeah,
to put
like
them
an
on?
Inch long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where like they anytime you touch something, it makes noise, that clickety clickety noise. I like
creepy.
That noise.
You like that noise?
Yeah. But how can I write? How can I be a writer with nails like that?
Well, how does Jackie Fabulous do it?
I don't know. And some people do. I mean, the woman that checked me in for my surgery had really long nails, and she's, you know, she figured it out.
I think you learn to work around it. You learn to work around it.
You got
to
flex
like a dog
your fingers
with three legs.
And just hit it with the fingertips, I guess, mm-hmm. and hope the nail doesn't curl around and hit another key, right?
I guess. I don't know who you're
got a lot of things I want to try
yeah,
for a week.
I don't
week.
Know who you think you're asking, but it's me. And
like, I want to live in Lake Tahoe. Maybe with long nails.
You would have to have long nails if you moved to Lake Tahoe.
It's so, I'm like, this is, and I took it for granted because I grew up in the Bay Area, so I used to go up there, you know, frequently.
You know, my friends who live in the Bay Area go to Lake Tahoe, and they're all psyched about it. I've been to Lake Tahoe probably a half a dozen times. It's nice.
Wow.
I know it.
Wow.
I know it. And it seems rude to just be. It's nice.
Do you see that blue in that lake in any other place?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
In other news.
No, you
it's
don't.
It's very gorgeous. It turns out the earth is beautiful. And there are many beautiful places. And Lake Tahoe is one of them.
Lake Tahoe is astonishing.
I was not astonished.
Come on. You didn't take the gondola ride all the way up.
I have taken gondola rides. I've taken gondola. Allow me to pick this up after I drop it. I've taken a gondola ride for a mile and a half in Hong Kong to a giant Buddha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Look up giant Buddha gondola ride. By the way, glass bottom. So you could see down to the bottom.
I wonder if there's
in Luxembourg. Yeah,
no,
probably.
Like we're gonna go to London and Amsterdam. Those are two places.
There's the giant
the Ferris wheel. Yeah. The London Eye. Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
Yeah,
we're doing Harry Potter and Frank, and then after that, we're just
tell
open.
Them to download the Harry Potter Pokemon Go thing. It's called it's a Pokemon. It's just like Pokemon Go, but it's a Harry Potter one.
Oh, okay.
It's called Wizard something, obviously. But
and why would I want my battery wasted doing this?
He doesn't have his own phone yet.
No, he has a like a flip phone.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's fine. He's fine for
it's
now.
Plenty.
That's plenty. What? I have an idea for a new closer.
Oh.
Instead of the Viking thing, which I've been trying to close on, but keeps going. You ever write a closer and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's four more jokes after this. I'm not closing on that. And but I think, weirdly enough, the gender joke.
Chunk. It's a chunk now.
It's a chunk. It is at that. And I think it has potential to do that. I got a contract in the mail this week that was mm-hmm. weird mm. out of the blue.
Oh, yeah.
That, it turns out, you know how Sound Exchange gives you money for digital play?
Did you get more money this month than usual?
No, I got less than last month.
Okay.
Did you get more?
I got a little more, yeah.
Yeah? It's this month was that. Last month was that.
Fuck! Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's
is that common?
Yeah, Judas! Yeah, so I usually average about that.
God damn it!
It's about a week's worth of work pay.
You know this one you think is shitty? Okay, I got half that and I was excited.
And well, God. How many albums you got out?
I know, Jackie. I know.
Right. So that's why.
Damn.
It's why Mike Kaplan put out four albums in 1 year.
In 1 year?
Yeah. You know, I think it was three or four albums, right? Yeah. Yeah. That guy was like, we are going play whatever you like. And over 2.5, 3 minute bits. That's what they're looking for at Sirius.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody else was telling me that. That's how you have to break your chunks up. And
you got to break your chunks up. So, just try to do.
I wonder, is that going to get bumped up soon? Like, now we need it to be 4 and 5 minutes before we consider it. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that could be. Because we're not unionized and nothing is unionized.
Which is what that contract was about. It was about AM/FM play. It was about terrestrial play. That's what it turns out it was about.
Oh.
And it was probably only going to be like $300 a year.
Uh-huh.
$100 to $300 a year. But he's trying to create something.
Okay.
And to make sure that comics get paid. Because it turns out BMI and ASCAP, they don't. Do like they'll go to the radio
stations.
Those
are the songwriters unions,
right? And they'll go and they'll get the songwriter money from bars and restaurants and AM and FM, and no one does that for comedy.
Oh my God!
Sound Exchange does it for digital, but that's
how does how does BMI know a bar is playing a song?
I think narcolepsy. People get I don't know.
People fall asleep during the song,
exactly.
And that's how they notify BMI. That's weird, but I guess if you say it seems plausible to me, Jackie.
It's in the dreamland. That's when it's all happening, and
which time have we done, Kyle?
We are at 47.
Okay,
let's do another break for Max Fun.
Yes.
What do you look for in a book? Literally, if on the bag it said, like, this book made me shit my pants, I'd be like, I'm buying this book.
Yeah.
Like, I think the problem with blurbs a lot of times.
I like that we both want to crap ourselves over books.
What's the best way to e-read in the tub?
Listen to that noise. I'm reviewing a plastic bag today. How do you find a good book?
This is the most fucked up weird shit you've ever read. You're like into it. I'm like, hand it over.
Take my money.
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
We're Reading Glasses and we solve all your bookish problems. Every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
We're back. We want to like expand our empire.
Yeah, we do.
We want. Here's what we want to do. We want to film. I think we need two cameras or maybe three, an isolated on you, one on me, and then one a two shot, right? And then have somebody put it together and take little clips of our podcast and just put them out, like 15 seconds, 30 seconds, right?
How does Never Not Funny do it?
I don't know.
He's streaming, I think, is Pardo.
I mean, yeah. He also makes money, so, you know.
That's something else we would like to do.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, you would like to make money.
Yeah.
And you would like to be more popular.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and you, by the way, I'm still mad at you for saying, when I started comedy, I didn't want to be famous. I just wanted to work. Oh, really, Saint Jackie? You didn't have any? Really?
I swear to
you,
I promise you.
You just wanted to work. You didn't care if you were successful or not?
No, I didn't want to get on television or be famous. No.
Why?
Because I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that that's what it was. I absolutely just wanted to do stand-up. Do you know that today I was talking to Andrew Salmson, mm-hmm. and I referred to Lorne Michaels as Lloyd Dobler? This isn't okay. This is... Show business may not have been the best choice for me if it was going to involve a lot of people skills.
No, but I'm saying the desire, the thing that gets you to do all these one-nighters is you think, well, one day I'll be famous and successful one day.
To do was not do one-nighters for sure.
Right.
That was definitely, I mean, the thing is everyone else had these sort of grandiose plans. I want a sitcom. I want to do Madison Square Garden. I want to do, and I... Well, I love the idea of doing a weekend room where I got to stay someplace for more than one night.
Sure.
And then once I got to do that, that's Kyle's dream. Yeah. Just got that. And then once I got to do that, I was like, you know, there's better clubs than these clubs.
Yeah.
I would like to do the better clubs of the weekend rooms.
Right.
And so that was that dream. Now I'm like, oh, I would like to do theaters of people who've come only to see me.
Yes.
Because then... It turns out, and I've had this conversation with any number of our friends that are very successful,
mm-hmm.
where you are performing essentially not for the peanut gallery. You're performing, you're a genius already before you get on stage. It is hard to get a read on material.
Right.
If they're already on board. And when you do those same jokes in front of regular crowds or a one-nighter or in a casino, you're like... Oh, you don't know who I am, do you? And
dude, how is Eddie Murphy going to come up with an hour?
He won't. Eddie Murphy.
How is he going to do
it?
I know, but even still, you still got to wrap yourself around it and work it in front of a crowd and make it yours. And
I hope he works it in front of a crowd instead of just does it like a script.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a sketch. I mean, he did stand up.
He was a stand-up.
He
was super young, so he didn't put in a ton of years before he got really successful. And then he just went off onto some...
sketch and then movies.
A rocket ship,
right. He was on a rocket ship that didn't involve him doing... You know,
it didn't stop at, Funny Bones.
Right, or Dangerfields. He wasn't doing sets at Dangerfields on a Saturday night. When I first started doing stand-up comedy, I heard a story.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly everybody's dead except for Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy had like a group around him, like a thug squad.
Okay.
A bunch of hangers-on.
Sure.
And
protection, right?
Well, I think friends and then just friends of friends and, you know, and they were all, you know, in the, you know, it just became kind of a posse kind of situation,
yeah.
Right? And Sam Kinison... I heard this from Bill Kinison.
Okay.
And he might remember differently. He's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's, of course, listening. Hi, Bill. Anyway, so the scoop was this, is that Kinison was getting pushed around by Eddie Murphy's thugs.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling him that he was...
Posse. His posse.
His I don't know, just kind of just a bunch of people hanging around hoping to get free drugs and booze and and whatever. And
isn't Eddie Murphy kind of famously a teetotaler, though? No?
Didn't he sleep with a transvestite?
Yeah, but that's totally different.
Stone Cold Sober, you could do that?
100%.
Right now, let's go. All right, Kyle's he's got coordinates. And
I thought he gave...
That's my house.
He gave her a ride. Right? Am I confusing it with Hugh Grant?
Yeah, he just gave her a ride. Just
throwing it out there that it's not set us up.
Maury.
I'm almost
Saint
out of here.
Kill Martin.
I'm not. I'm not checked in at all.
But they threatened to beat him up. And
Kinison. Okay.
And so Dangerfield sent some of his dirtbags to talk to some Eddie Murphy's dirtbags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was like dirtbag on dirtbag crime. Hmm. And that's how Sam Kinison was protected by Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, was that after the HBO special?
Or I think before? It was just after Letterman.
Wow.
It was early. It was when Kinison was working a lot in New York and L.A. Yeah. And Dangerfield was a big deal.
Yeah.
And had a club. And because when I met Kinison, it was right before he did Letterman. And that Letterman that he did, remember that Letterman?
No.
I don't know if you, Sam Kinison does Letterman. Letterman's on the ground laughing.
Really? Yeah. I got to look it up.
It's an amazing video.
Yeah.
Where he's literally out of his chair laughing so hard. And Kinison's screaming at the audience.
Yeah,
he's screaming. My favorite joke of his was that Ethiopia joke about because it...
You know what, though? Bobcat had the same joke. Did you know that?
Oh,
and there was like
brutal.
A debate between... Or not a debate. Bad blood between the two of them because they each felt that the other had taken it.
Well, I was there, right, in 1984.
I know. Well, Bobcat was working in San Francisco and Kinison was working in L.A. They both could have come up with it at the same time.
Because Ethiopia was huge.
What?
Ethiopian jokes were huge for like 4 years.
We all had a chunk.
Everybody had I think everybody had an Ethiopian chunk because they were dying. And what's funnier than famine?
Well,
Cambodian chunk, huh? In 75?
There was also a ton of white celebrities and singers that wanted to help. And then they tried to do so by singing the worst song that's ever been written.
Wasn't that in the 80s though?
We Are the World. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Do They Know It's Christmas, I think, is worse than We Are the World.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They're both terrible.
I think they know about Christmas, by the way.
Because they're I was on that VH1 The List.
Yeah.
Hosted by Henry Rollins. And the other four,
You were on a panel with Henry Rollins?
Henry Rollins ran the panel. I was sitting next to Ray Manzarek across the way.
Oh, from the Doors?
Yep. Across from Under Siege. Who's in Under Siege?
Steven Seagal.
He's very good friends with Vladimir Putin. You're one degree away from Putin.
Right. And Steven Seagal was wearing two kimonos. A blue one and a red one.
How many ponytails?
One.
Okay.
Him and Henry Rollins got into it right before we went out on the stage.
Yes.
And Henry Rollins telling Steven Seagal that 20 years earlier or 10 years earlier, he had lent him $25 and he would like it back. And sitting in the fourth spot was a, much like myself, a little out of place, was the young man who was in Saving Private Ryan and in Friends. He played the short-lived roommate of Chandler. And he was the Jewish kid.
Adam. His name Adam. Yeah.
Adam Goldberg. Yeah.
That's a fever dream.
Right. Wow. It didn't make any sense. And I was supposed to pick songs that meant something. And I was the comic. So I picked a funny song. I picked Do They Know It's Christmas? And Henry Rollins,
oh my God,
mocked the shit out of me for it. And Ray Manzarek said to me, you know that they stole a lot of that money. That money didn't make it to Africa. And
wow.
I said to Ray Manzarek, I'm not even sure they know it's Christmas. I think that they're Muslims. And this all happened in 1999 or something like that. And Yeah. That's funny.
Jackie, speaking of lists, people, we're all, JFL's over.
Yep, we didn't wait.
Our
we didn't
comic
go?
Friends that are on Suicide Watch, guess what? It's done.
It's over.
You can audition again next year.
Yep.
Maybe
yep.
you'll get it.
We've decided that we want to do a Jackie and Laurie at all the festivals, too.
Yeah.
So if you have some weird festival, email me.
Yeah,
and I'll
we'll
tell you that
out.
You have to come up with some money. That's the that'll be the whole thing. Jackie at JackieCation.com. You can do it. Where are we at?
We are 2.5 minutes away.
58 change. Nice. What are you? So what are you? What are you going to do first when you get to Luxembourg?
We're going to London. We have the Harry Potter tour, the Warner Brothers tour in London.
Oh, wow.
By the way, we've never been to the one down the street in Hollywood. and he's not, I don't know, I'm like, he's not into that into Harry Potter, and I'm not, but I was like, you got to go to Station 9.5, right?
Well, what about the Crown Jewels? Doesn't he want to see Henry VIII's codpiece?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's a...
His interests are very limited, Jackie.
Yes. Did you know that you can go to see the Crown Jewels, and then you could see the armor?
Where?
I mean, he might like
it. At the British Museum?
It's a... Well, the Met's so big.
Yeah.
He's not going to want any part of that.
No.
It's not the British Museum, not
right.
the Met. The Met is also too big. But... No, what I'm thinking of is the Tower Museum.
The Tower of London?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll
because
squeeze that
in. you can kick I kicked the stoop where Anne Boleyn is buried right underneath.
Wow.
Yeah, because she was dumb. I don't know why I kicked it. I had a lot of anger towards women who were victims a long time ago. It's like that.
Why didn't they wear different dresses so
Hester
they wouldn't
Prynne,
get attracted?
Why don't you? No, it was me, Hester Prynne. Get the fuck out of that town. Those people are not on your side.
Where's she gonna go? The woods? She
18,
can't go.
1634 in the winter in Boston. Nowhere. There
no
was
options.
Nowhere to go. I was 14. I might not have been very bright. And then I think I was 21 when I kicked the kicked the stoop of Anne. I feel bad about that. Anyway.
I'm a little more excited about Amsterdam because we're going to stay.
You want to get stoned with your boy for the first time.
No, I don't want to get stoned with my son. What's wrong with you? We're by the canals. I think
yes.
we're physically just a lot more beautiful and chill.
Yeah, yeah. And are you going to go to the Saddest Attic?
We have our tickets.
You have tickets
yeah.
to go. Yeah. All
yeah,
right.
We're going to take a train there, and I think I'm going to try to do a ferry back.
Did you guys finish the diary?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, because he didn't know how it ended, right?
And Jackie, then, you know, a joke happens, and then you have to write
elaborate.
New things
sure.
to get laughs.
Dwight
okay?
Slade didn't remember how it ended.
What?
He was listening to it on audio, Dwight Slade. You know him? Dwight
yeah.
Slade? Yeah, so he's listening to it on audio, and he gets to the end of it, this is on an episode of The Dork Forest, he goes, so I'm listening to the end of it driving, and I'm thinking, whatever happened to that girl?
What? No
and
way.
So, and then he says he was sobbing as he was driving down the one.
I wonder if some people don't know.
Well, he did. He just didn't remember. And then because he remembers thinking, who the fuck would kill a 16-year-old? And then he remembered, oh, right. Nazis. Yeah.
She actually died from tuberculosis, I think. Yeah. Like they didn't escort her into a. I mean, I'm not team Nazi on this one. I'm just trying to be specific.
End it on that.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.